welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thank you, Mark, and thank you for listening to this Texans Today podcast. I'm Drew Doherty. On Friday, the Texans practiced for one last time before taking off for Cincinnati and their Sunday tilt against the Bengals. And after practice, head coach Gary Kubiak answered questions from the media, starting again with the status of linebacker Brian Cushing.
Yeah, he took his normal Friday reps, and so he's good to go. So if there's no setbacks between now and Sunday, he'll go.
What about Cody?
Sean is not here, but he is doing better. I talked to him today. We'll monitor his situation here over the next 24 hours.
Do you know what his problem is yet? Is
sick? No, just sick. So.
What do you think about the guards this week, Caldwell and White?
They both worked extremely hard. They're going to split time in the game. Chris is going to start the game, being a veteran player. But, it's a great opportunity for both of them. Obviously, we need them to step up very big. But between the two of them, we need them to hold down that spot and play well. So kind of venturing off into a new area here with these young players up front, which is different. But I expect them to do their job.
So you think Caldwell will play?
Oh, yeah, we're going to split them right down the middle, John. They'll come out of the game and go right down the middle unless one of them is just playing his tail off. But we expect to come out of the game being able to evaluate them right down the middle.
So is White starting because he's a veteran?
Yeah. Didn't I just say that?
You did. I'm sorry. I was still trying to figure out what segment. Caldwell last 2 days of practice, how much better is he for having that?
It helps, John. I mean, he's known since Wednesday coming out here that he's going to play. So it's not like we went through the week and we lost a guy later in the week. So his eyes have been wide open since Wednesday, and he's practiced well. He's done some good things. I know he's excited about his chance.
So you mainly worried about mental mistakes with him?
Well, I mean, just two very young players going. Chris obviously has played a lot of football. So, I think they'll be fine mentally, but they're going against some dang good players in a tough, loud environment. So if you're going to get your first action as a pro, I mean, it probably couldn't be a tougher spot for him, but that's why we drafted him.
Do you expect that Cody will be able to play on Sunday?
I don't know. Let me see. I don't know.
What are your plans there if he can't go?
You got Frank and DelJuan, so we'll have to make a decision between two of those.
What does it say about Scannina that you don't activate your two young guys, but you play the oldest defensive player in the league?
Yeah, he's been playing as good as anybody we got, John. He's been very consistent, great technician. He's been as consistent as any player we've had. And I don't care how old he is, he's going to go out there if he's doing a job.
What do you like about Chris White? He's very quiet, in the locker room, doesn't say much.
He's a journeyman pro in this league that's found jobs because he can do a lot of things, and he's very smart. Now whether Chris plays 12 years or 13 years, probably this time coming up, we're fixing to find out. But that's what those guys work for, opportunities like this, and we'll see how he does.
Thanks so much for listening to this Texans Today podcast. Make sure you stay here at HoustonTexans.com to find out everything you could ever want to know about your favorite football team, its players, coaches, cheerleaders, and more. I'm Drew Doherty, and I'm a Texan.